You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Shannon, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. I'm literally coming to you from the halls of the Supreme Court, so it's a little noisy in here. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you for showing up. We appreciate that. You're at work because the Supreme Court's going to hear this birthright citizenship challenge today, correct?
They are. And listen, that's the vehicle that gets this question here about nationwide injunctions. As you guys know, 600 to 700 district court judges all across the country can make a decision at this point at any time that can put something on hold, an executive order, say, on birthright citizenship for the entire country. So I'm not sure they get too much to the merits of birthright citizenship. They might. We think the focus today was really going to be on those nationwide injunctions, which, as you know, have put dozens of Trump policies on hold.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, what's your opinion on it? How far should a district judge be able to go to effective? I mean, they're affecting government policy at that point, right?
Right. And that's what the Trump administration is arguing, that they're shutting down the executive branch's ability to do its job as it sees the powers of the executive branch are. Interestingly enough, you've had Justices Gorsuch, Thomas, and Kagan talk about this in opinions and publicly saying, I'm not really sure this is how this is supposed to work, because it really encourages things like forum shopping. If you don't like a Trump policy, go to a court in San Francisco. Try to find a judge there that you think will be hostile to what the Trump administration is trying to do. But this is really something that will impact any president of any party for decades possibly to come, what they ultimately decide.
Shannon, we were watching this morning live as Trump was speaking to the troops in Qatar. Now he's in Abu Dhabi, and he's made some pretty historic deals while he's been over there in the Middle East. What would you say is one of your biggest takeaways from his trip so far?
Well, they really wanted to focus on business and bringing those dollars back to the U.S., bringing manufacturing, bringing economic pluses from this trip. So it's not just that, but it is the foreign policy. I mean, the fact that they're talking about agreements, expanding potentially the Abraham Accords, which was for the Trump administration in their first term, one of their biggest wins. So the president feels good. I mean, you see him, how upbeat he is on this trip as he moves from each of the locations to the next and saying, hey, I think we're getting a ton accomplished economically and on the foreign policy front. And they really need to be able to shore up some of those different partnerships and agreements when it comes to things like countering Iran's influence in that region.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, the whole focus has been on this airplane gift from Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument I heard the other day, I think it might have been on another network from the host who was trying to argue with Scott Jennings about the emoluments clause, that this is about the emoluments clause. Could you explain that, what that is exactly in the Constitution?
Well, I mean, the idea is you don't want an elected leader, the president or anyone else, to be benefiting because of the position that they hold. And
correct.
That's what this argument is going to boil down to is, you know, President Trump keeps trying to say, this isn't about giving this plane to me. Qatar is giving it to the United States. It'll be in the care of the Air Force, those kinds of things. So we'll see where it goes. But I got to tell you, here in Washington, there are Republicans. You've heard them, some of them publicly, who are very uncomfortable with the optics of the whole thing.
Well, if we do get that plane, have you seen it, Shannon?
I have seen some renderings of it. It looks pretty fancy. They're
very fancy
in the sky.
I saw some pictures of the inside of it, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how it gets decided at the Fox News level who gets to be the Peter Doocy, but you may want to fight for that position if you're going to get to fly on that thing. It's like a flying palace.
Right, and it's going to be research. As a journalist, I need to be there and see it for myself. I can bring everyone else the story.
I think you're absolutely right. Back very quickly to what they're doing at the Supreme Court today. Is a decision expected by the end of the session, or could it be sooner than that? Is this some sort of an emergency hearing?
Well, it's super unusual that they added this in May. They rarely have arguments. I'm trying to remember the 18 years I've been covering the court. I can't remember too many, if any, really. I mean, so it is very unusual. They will have arguments today. They're slated for an hour. We think it'll probably be more 2 or 3 hours. And then we don't know, because it's on a fast track, whether this will be something we get within days or should we expect it at the end of the term, which is late June, early July, for a decision.
Yeah, interesting. I also saw where that Judge Dugan is in court today after being federally indicted in Wisconsin, and she's arguing that she has judicial immunity. Is there anything to that, in your opinion?
Well, it looks like her legal team is citing to the Trump v. U.S. decision here that gave presidential immunity for official acts only. I'd like to remind people, it's not that the president can just go haywire. I mean, it has to be tied to what he's doing as president. And it sounds like her team is trying to argue an extension of that for her now as a judge. I don't know what the official acts would be against the allegations that she assisted somebody who was here in the country to escape ICE, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens next. What are you looking at in terms of a guest for this weekend? Maybe you can get a tour of that new plane.
We might, but might not. We have to have a backup plan in case that does not happen. We're talking with the administration about potentially having Secretary Rubio with us. We'll see. We're always in talks, deep in talks on Thursday and Friday.
Well, it's early yet, I know, early in the week. So, hey, best of luck there today. We'll be watching your coverage at the Supreme Court later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.